Just going to roll then. Tim, let's just talk. How are things? How's this crop, canola crop, looking?
Actually, on the canola side, I did take a spin through a lot of the fields yesterday, and a lot of the canola is popping pretty nicely. We had quite a few fields that just didn't fall under a rain cloud, and some of the canola seed got put into dry dirt, and with the heat and the high winds, it really dried out that top couple inches. Now there's most of our canola fields did get either half inch to an inch of rain last Tuesday. So some of those plants are really, really emerging nicely now. They're popping above. So, and with that, then all of a sudden it pushes you into another issue of flea beetle scouting. So we've been doing some of that monitoring.
Are you seeing a lot of flea beetles?
We, yesterday morning, I did notice quite a bit of chewing on the edges of the field. They're doing the typical bullet holes where the flea beetles have to bite the plant to ingest some of the treatment. Nothing real alarming. Usually when there's like really bad flea beetle pressure, you'll see like a mangled plant or a plant that isn't growing well. I haven't seen that yet, and the hope is that with the heat and some moisture, that the plant can basically outgrow the flea beetle pressure here in the next week. So, boy, the next 3-4 days will really tell whether we need to pull the pin on some borders or entire fields for flea beetles. But so far, I think like the Lumiderm treatment that's on the seed has probably helped us out enough that maybe we can outgrow the pressure. We're hoping that's the case.
Sure. Now, if you would happen to catch a heavy shower, does that help too or not?
Yeah, sometimes it'll wash the flea beetles completely off. I know flea beetles don't seem to like cooler, wet weather. They seem to like, probably like us, they like a little bit of sunny weather, not so windy. One thing I have noticed is that the flea beetles, they do disappear when it does get windy or when you do get a rain spell, but they are back again fairly aggressive as soon as the showers leave.
Okay. I was kind of curious about that. So anything else we need to be aware of?
No, I think flea beetles right now is kind of the main concern for the canola crop. One of the other concerns, it's the same on soybeans as canola right now. Our area, it's either fairly wet in some spots or it's completely bone dry in other spots. So there's canola that's still struggling, still blotchy, trying to come in some of the wheel tracks. So, boy, a real widespread beneficial rain, I think, would help some of that. So obviously, the areas that have gotten an inch or 2 inches are not going to need that, but we are not getting a general rain. We're getting pop-up showers, and it's real variable in our area.
Yep. So that could be, if it stays that way, it could be an issue for harvest then, I suppose, huh?
Yeah. You know, we'll be dealing with maturity, unevenness. I know we have, and same in canola, but we have probably one of my challenge fields is a soybean field that I didn't want to go too deep with it. And the ones that went a little deeper popped up nicely, and some of the beans just got left in dry dirt. And we did catch a rain on that field, so I think some of that is going to be emerging now in the next day or two. But canola, same way. I mean, some of them are just, you can pull the top layer of dirt back, and they're sitting in dry dirt waiting for a good shower. So hopefully the ones that did get the shower this week are popping now, and the ones that are still in a dry pocket will catch a shower in the next few days.
Yeah, for sure. How about the wheat crop? What's that looking like?
You know, the wheat, it seems like we were on the wheat fairly good timing, fairly early. It seemed like the topsoil hadn't really dried out at that time, so the wheat emergence actually is pretty good. The early wheat's looking good. We have some early malting barley that looks pretty decent. So So I'm pretty happy with the wheat and the barley. It's mainly like the oil crops that were put in later and the ground had dried out a fair bit more that are struggling a little bit. But I'm pretty confident they're gonna come around here. We'll catch another shower here. So, but yeah, small grains, the cereal grains look pretty respectable yet.
Good. Alrighty. I kept you long enough, so I appreciate all the info. Thank you much.
Sure.